Brigade and the soldiers that served within its ranks during Operation Allies Welcome. As the commander of the Eagle Brigade, I'm honored to be standing here recognizing them because of their immediate, unquestionable, and enduring response when they were called into action by leaders of this nation to aid our Afghan friends and their families in their time of need. These friends supported and fought alongside us, many of us in this room, for over 15 years in their home country, risking their lives alongside our own. And so it was only right that we return that support and provide them shelter in their time of distress. As many of you know, this brigade played an immense role in that Operation Miracle of Toy. But before I talk about the brigade and turn it over to the commanding general, I'd like to take an opportunity to tell my short story of this operation, because I think it ties well to the brigade story. I think most in this room know, but maybe not all of you, I was not part of the Eagle Brigade during the execution of Allies Welcome, ROAW. And many of you probably were not either. At the time, in August of 2021, I was in Stuttgart, Germany, serving in the UCOM Logistics Directorate. And when the security environment started to degrade in Afghanistan, and specifically around Khamon Karzai Airfield in Kabul, Afghanistan, or simply known as HKIA, I was assigned duty on the UCOM Joint Operations Center, or JOC floor, and tasked to serve on UCOM's operational planning team, whose mission it was to support the transportation of Afghan travelers from the Middle East through Europe and on to the continent of the United States. As we began to wrap our minds around this challenge, we often found ourselves staring at the digital map on the JOC wall, with small icons representing flight after flight of C-17 departing HKIA en route for Qatar, and then on to Ramstein Air Base in Germany. Knowing each one of those icons represented as many as 500 Afghan travelers. So rapidly, airmen, soldiers constructed temporary shelters and staging facilities on the Ramstein Airfield aircraft parking ground for the ever-growing number of Afghan travelers that began to arrive there. But the flights just kept coming. They didn't stop, nonstop for days. And the number of travelers kept rising, busting capacity limits over and over again on Ramstein. The sheer number of people posed an immense safety and health problem, not to mention a diplomatic concern. So the travelers had to keep moving west. And planning teams across multiple combatant commands, we began asking ourselves, where are we going to send all these people? Where can they safely be housed, integrated, and transitioned into American society? This is when the Eagle Brigade at Fort McCoy instantly came to my mind. Knowing the turnkey capacity of Fort McCoy and what it provides the Army in regards to facilities, a robust transportation network, and a great team of professionals across both the garrison and, of course, within the Eagle Brigade, to plan, organize, and execute a mission of this magnitude. I knew this was an ideal location, but I can't take credit for nominating Fort McCoy as a termination point for Afghan travelers. But it was no surprise to me when I saw the decision to send travelers to Fort McCoy was made. And it was no surprise to me to see how largely you all planned the highly complex intergovernmental humanitarian mission.